lease term extensions. Councilwoman Foreman.
Thank you, Chair. We've been talking for 8 months now about the extensive time period to get permits approved that has been affected on new environmental assessments and regulations and stuff, but also by the ABB, permitting process, which causes us to, you know, on our two-year term of our lease agreements, many of our producers have experienced having, you know, coming right up to the expiration of the two-year term because they've been dealing for a year and a half with ABB, positive sightings and that sort of thing.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know, but I think we're overdue for extending our lease terms to allow a producer who's put down the money to come in and spend the capital and drill a well, time to drill that well, rather than delaying it further to have to, you know, get an extension and pay or buy new lease and, you know, pay more money. We're going to get more money from drilled wells. So I think, and this is not worded exactly like it probably should be, I think what I'd like to do is make a motion to have our chairman sign a resolution to approve extending our primary term of our lease from 2 years to 3 years, and then make the lease effective on the day that the superintendent approves the lease.
My talk to superintendent, to add this in, if voted through, that the ones that are having the leases now stay like they are, how long do you think a process after this, let's say we have a motion that we do extend the primary, how long before we enact that? And then next sale, is there a process you go through?
Negotiated, either negotiated or sell.
Yeah.
It's up to you all as to the amount of primary.
Councilwoman Foreman.
And I'm talking about going forward. So any new lease that comes up now, we need to, you know, I would like to see us have extend the 2 years to
3 year
years
term, 20.
To a 3 year term, primary term, and make it effective the date the superintendent approves it.
Is that a form of a motion?
Yes, that's in a form of a motion.
And I have a second. Discussion, Councilman.
Call for the question.
Call for the question. We are going to have our leasing primary terms extended to 3 years after the approval by the superintendent on the sale and lease.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Abstain.
Councilman Redcorn?
Abstain.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
She has a point of contention. Mr. Rebar has a conflict. He did vote on that. That's a direct conflict of the ethics law.
Excuse me. I have to go in order. Are you done?
I'm done.
Councilwoman Foreman, did Councilman Rebar.
Based upon what I heard on that opinion, it is not a conflict because it's for all leases. It's not, it doesn't, it's not just for Councilman Rebar. It's for all leases.
That is your opinion.
Yes.
Thank you, Council.
Thank you, Chairman. I have the four-page legal opinion that I'm sure that Councilwoman Harlan has read regarding a potential conflict of interest. And it clearly says that provided that I don't, and I am not enriched beyond the, any more so than the anybody else, the general public, it would not be a conflict. And there is no way that by extending our lease by 1 year and me voting with the rest of you to do so enriches me in any way. For one thing, I don't have a new lease pending right now for approval. I may never buy a new lease again. There's no way by us making this a blanket change to our lease form enriches me above and beyond any other person in this room or outside of this room.
and anything else of commenting will have to be taken.
And I will say this, if it is due that it is conflict, then I withdraw my vote and abstain. But until somebody wants to make a big deal about it, I stick with my vote.
I'd like to go to Councilman Redcorn.
Is it clear this is ever all new leases going out?
Yes.
This doesn't impact anything that's been approved.
No, you cannot. Anything that has already been approved is in place. We can't go back in and amend anything.
Okay. Even if we wanted to pass a resolution, it does not impact any leases you already approved and they're already there.
That is correct.
Okay. So, thank you.
And for this effort also, is that leaves them options there. With this 3-year term, we'll just stick it out, and I think it is a benefit, or I wouldn't have voted in support of it. Councilwoman, and then we'll
I concur. I think this is a benefit going from 2 years to 3. I think we've heard from many of the producers that this is an issue, especially with the ABB. With that, that's why I was okay with my vote. My only dissenting issue is that we're just taking you at your word that you're not going to get any more leases, but if you would, then you would have voted on it. That I'm just saying that as my opinion, and I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong. I'm just saying that we're changing the language, and he is an oil producer. But in the event, maybe something comes up and you want to do it, but you have voted on it. That's my only...
But I'm not enriched any more than anybody else.
I'm not sure what...
Read the Attorney General opinion before you start shooting your mouth.
Let me say something to you. Stop. Just stop. Now I'm going to go to Councilman Redcorn.
Well, we need as much expertise on the nation as possible. We have very good people in the state. We want to encourage more with more that type of industry experience. The health board for the Osage Nation has doctors and nurses that work in the fields of health. So I have no problem, and that's our responsibility singly to ensure we don't cross that line. And all of us have to be aware of it. So I appreciate someone's concern, but also appreciate that. Let's not forget that we have Osages that have an ample experience, and I don't want to hold anybody out of that. Our conversation, we got to get better at what we do. Managing our oil and gas asset, not go the other way. And I've said this before, if this maintains the situation here, then the health board needs to follow suit. That we just need to remove all our Osage nurses and doctors off the health board, which that's not a good thing to do. They have ample skills and knowledge to help direct our independent process. So I think we need to have a close conversation, but we also need to be respectful about it. And just say that we need this expertise. So I appreciate each and everyone's, all ages here, their experience. And I say we move on, and hopefully we can handle more leases and whatnot to improve minerals.
Okay. I'd like to end with that. Thank you very much. I'll just tell you personally that I was taken off of committees. I lose my whole position doing this. And with that, I want each and every individual here to know I respect each and every one of you. Don't you ever do that again while you're sitting in these chairs. You wait till we go executive. With that being said, we're getting ready to go right back into it, and I'm going to just start it off right now with item 5F, Councilman Redigal, BB&R Wells.
Thank you, Chairman. As y'all know, we talked about this last fall. Some BBR wells. We voted against it last fall.
bring it up again because of the, for the sake of possession for a girl.
Thank you, brother.
And,
May the man from your woman, religion, and they own the land. His name is Tyson. Can't remember his last name.
He called me up and he was pretty concerned about this well. Now they went to propane. He said they were forced to go to propane because of the, they wanted to plug the wells at that particular time. Now I've been out there. I mean, it's on top of the hill. It's at section 23, 26 north, 9 east. And I went out there and those wells weren't plugged at that particular time. This was last week. And I noticed that they weren't plugged. And then, some of the council members got on and they found out that they were getting ready to plug them. As a matter of fact, a couple of days ago. Okay. So I went out there and I can guarantee you there is gas out there. There's natural gas. And we went by two different separate wells. And one was in the bottom of the gully, one was on top of the hill. And as we went by those wells, we could smell natural gas. So I know there's natural gas out there. And if you stay there long enough, it'll probably pass you out. That's how bad it is. So I'm proposing today and making a motion that we, now they decided to plug at least three of those wells. Some of them are on here on this map. But they held up, BBR held up and said they'll wait to see what we do today. So I'm making a motion that we keep the rest of the wells open for production. Now they can tap into a line, which the Kinder Morgan line goes straight through there, all the way to the Osage Ranch. And I'm proposing that that's what they want to do. Well, that's probably the only option they have right now, just to tap into that pipeline and sell their gas to the Kinder Morgan. Now that's not a whole lot of money these days for natural gas, but it's also revenue for the sheriff. And it increases a little bit of our production from what it is now. So I'm making a motion we accept the rest of these wells as for production, and the bond is already set. They said that they would go along with us and keep the bond. So that this also says that they don't have to plug the rest of these wells at an expense to them. So I make a motion to accept the rest of these wells for BDR for open production.
I have a motion on the floor. I need a second. Council.
Got a question to the BI. What's an active lease out there in this area?
I'm going to come back because okay. I don't have any of that in front of
okay.
me. So on this southeast quarter, section 23, 26, 9, did the Bureau of Indian Affairs go in and terminate that lease?
Yes.
Okay. So that is a terminated lease. And with the terminated lease, we basically told them that they need to plug. Yeah, thank you. They would need to plug the wells. And you're saying that the Mormon Church had utilized some of the gas from these wells.
Yes, it did, yeah.
Did they pay for that gas?
Yes, it did, okay. I understand.
So they paid for that gas, but now they're forced to go to propane.
Right.
So now you're basically saying that BBNR is willing to leave the bond out there if the OMC steps in. Who's going to lease it, I guess, is what I'm going to come back to.
I imagine BBR will take those again.
Could we have those individuals here?
Yeah. BBR is saying that they do want those leased, they want those wells to stay intact, and they've got a bond?
Yes, they want to pull.
Okay, so they just need to get a new lease.
Okay.
Wouldn't that take care of it?
Excuse me. Before we open up questioning, I'm going to call for the second again.
Okay.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Reddick. I'd like to call for a second.
Second.
Have a second. Now open discussion. Thank you, brother. Councilman.
I'm
Superintendent.
Sorry. Did I jump in?
No, you're fine.
No, you were asked the question. I allowed it because I needed to get that information out.
Okay.
To clarify.
And I think at this point, and like we discussed earlier, the agency is going to, because that's what we have to do, leases are held by production.
Right.
So we send out the notification to the lessees, the 6-month notification allowing them, or we call it a show cause letter, and we give them an opportunity to tell us why they're not producing.
Okay.
The next 6 months, if it has stayed to where there's a full year of non-production, then it expires by operation of law. It's not basically us that's doing it. It is expired by operation of law. If you look at the lease, it says that. So anyway, if the agency went in and we terminated, and they've plugged whatever wells that they were going to plug, and they want these 3 wells?
Plug 3, of course, I know.
Okay. If they want the remaining wells, then what I would recommend to the ONC and to BB&R is to come back in and get a new lease.
Okay.
Now, and that's basically what it is. They just need a new lease.
Okay.
And we would utilize, based on the fact that we're still under the old regs, the bond would be sufficient. So that's what I'd recommend.
Second chair, and then Councilwoman Fallon.
2 questions. Of course, I'm just going to restate from the first time you presented it. The BB&R stands for what? Biddick, and Rebar.
Right, yeah, Biddick, and Rebar.
Okay. Paul, do you have any interest in
this? I don't
have
anything to say about this.
So the surface owner has been using the gas on this lease, correct?
I'm not going to have anything to say on this.
Okay. You're probably correct. Okay. My question is, was it metered? That's my only question.
This one?
Was it metered? Was it? I know in some parts, I've been told, like in Kansas, where they run a line through there and they tap into it. Mr. Former Councilman Crum told me that them farmers up there run their heaters full blast because they were getting free gas. So I'm wondering if this is a similar, or was it measured in some manner than paid market value?
They were paying for the gas, and they were using it for their own use.
Superintendent.
Just a question.
Yeah.
And then I want to come back second chair.
And I do think that probably the prudent thing would be to have someone with Biddick, and Rebar come in and negotiate a lease, and we're more than willing to sell them.
Yeah.
For gas only, it'd be $3,400 a quarter section.
Okay.
And if they got a bond in place, that'd be pretty easy.
Sir, you're done.
Yes.
Councilman Fenton.
It's my understanding, because this is what I tried for a couple of months to say 10 wells from getting plugged, because we were being paid. It was a complicated deal. I don't know if it was me or not. The whole entire council voted to go ahead and plug the wells. But it's my understanding that BBR wants out of the Osage. They didn't buy a pumping unit for some of these wells because they just wanted to let it go. They wanted to, done with it. So I don't know, Myron, if they have agreed. I didn't realize that they've agreed to
They're waiting on us to see if we approve.
Did they tell you that they would be the operator, and they would lease them?
As far as I know, they
come in and buy a lease.
As far as I know, they will.
Because we talked briefly at one time about this just being a gas use only type lease for the Sooner County Company, perhaps. So I'm a little confused.
It's for their headquarters, as far as I know.
For their what?
Their headquarters. They're reason for that. But they were paying for it.
Council.
I'm finished.
Council,
thank you. I agree with Second Chair Yates that I'd like to know if it's metered or not. BI can come back and tell us that. Is that possible, Ms. Phillips?
Well, it sounds like we terminated the lease, so if they're wanting us to... If they're wanting to keep those wells open, then they're going to have to come back and somebody's going to have to lease it. So whether or not it's metered, we've already terminated the lease.
So that guarantees it had no sales that we were paid on.
Right, for a year.
Over.
Could be over.
I mean, I guess if it ain't metered, they're not getting paid. that tell me, unless there's a deal made, that they're paying some.
That's it.
But again, I call the question.
I'm going to actually allow Councilwoman Foreman, Councilwoman Gray to end it.
It was my understanding there was a verbal deal with the previous superintendent to pay a flat rate of $3,000 a month for the gas.
That's hearsay. This is not for it. Stop that. Councilwoman Gray.
I think if someone wants to be here to do this, they should be presented before, like anyone else on this agenda. It's not that I don't think that Councilman Rebar, Redigal is telling us, you know, when I hear something, I assume they're going to do it or they're talking about doing it. I can't vote on something and be for something and someone's not here that we don't even know what they're presenting. And so, you know, my voice.
We're going to have to call for a vote.
Yeah.
Let your vote determine your options. Okay. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Redigal, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. Call for the question.
Chairman Waller?
No.
Secretary Gates?
No.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
No.
Councilwoman Harlan?
No.
Councilman Redcorn?
Abstain. Need more information.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Abstain.
Motion passed.
And the council's already spoke. We'll be happy to entertain a new lease, a effort in that direction. Thank you, Superintendent. I'd like to go into the executive, but before I'd like to ask the council, we have some guests today that's had the weather, the storm with us.
Wait, are we going to do the Marble Gray procurement issues?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Thank you.
And I had a couple of issues.
You actually had an addition to that on resolutions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Councilwoman Gray, you go right ahead. You've had discussed part of this morning.
Right. We've been working, you know, just getting our office equipment and our AV equipment, and we made a budget modification for that and improved it. It's all that information has gone over to procurement. We sent the POs for us to get the stuff. The letter came back saying that they treat our money like it's program money. And so that we would have to go through anything that we buy would have to go through procurement. And so we sent back correspondence back. It ended up in the office of the chiefs and the treasurer. And then a letter was sent from, at the time when you were gone, that they clarified that the monies that we receive are from, you know, our estate. So from that, we got all that settled. I talked to Chief yesterday, as a matter of fact, and he said to come over there with him, and we'll get all this settled, and we'll get all of our equipment. So really, the issue has been remedied, I hope, for right now. But anything that we've got a clarification that when we go through, if it's specialized equipment, it goes through, we do it. If it's something like rolling pens and paper and office equipment, it goes through, we elect to have it go through procurement.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is there any other issues that you'd like to discuss now?
The only other one is that also, we had approved, what was it, the gas?
It's the, we purchased a year's worth of natural gas liquid prices from IHS.
Yeah.
It cost us $400.
Yeah, so we sent that over, and they turned it down and said that it wasn't, it didn't, why are we asking for this?
That's why I brought it up, superintendent's report.
Yeah.
That's actually what we're going to have to plug into the spreadsheet. And it is a month later, so we can only pay $400. Tell them what the price is to get it on date.
Well, it costs I think it costs around $35 a month to get 1 month's worth of prices for like 7 different products.
Okay.
So after, if you buy it after the fact.
That's correct. That's what we're doing.
So it's really at a deep discount to do it that way. If you subscribe to the publication, it costs you over $1,000 a month.
That's what I wanted on record. And also, too, is a lot of our effort is done after the Bureau has done the end of the month and others. Anyway, with that being said, can I move on to the other two resolutions?
Yes, and that's why the last thing I'm going to say is that that's why I wanted to do that amendment. He's already in the system. If we go back out for it, right now, we'll just follow it with put it in the committee, add the additional language, and we're going to be good. I don't want to add any more cogs into the system here. We're just getting that straightened out. I'm done.
Councilwoman Foreman.
Simple question. Are we going to be able to pay our bill, our $400 bill?
Oh, remember when we had the finance committee, we moved all that money forward. It'll be handled. I just got to go over there and meet with Chief and the treasurer. And the way that we'll be able to do procurement will be through Lacey on specific oil and gas issues.
Okay.
And so it'd be yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead, right ahead, sir.
Thank you, Chair. I like having procurement oversight at some to help us in case we get in a problem area. I do understand that we do have the independent ability to go ahead and establish ours, just so long as it aligns with the nation, then we're okay. And
yes, sir.
We can have Lacey do her thing. What I want to make sure is when we develop the plan, have the AG and the ON review it and give us an up or down in writing before we follow the process that Lacey's going to do. That'll give up me at least a comfort to vote for these little things that we're paying for all over the map.
They just wanted verification that the funds that we receive are not, they're not gaming, they're not appropriated. It's funds we receive through our
PL accounts.
PL accounts.
Big Eagle version of our state.
And she doesn't quite understand that for some reason.
I'm going to ask the question, is it a procedure you're going to develop that's going to be implemented? It's like our staff's going to run it?
Yeah, it'll be through
our accounts. Okay, then once the procedures are complete, I would like the ON procurement officer and the AG to review it and give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Yes, sir.
That's what I would like.
Yes,
and then we can roll with our staff doing purchases for equipment and supplies.
And we need to have that in place anyway for our next guest today because we might want to contract some items out.
And once we get that approval, if our staff follows the process, and all these items we're paying for, including the four items,
yeah,
we can build up.
Thank you.
Remember, all the process.
Just as for instance, they want us to even do our professional services that way. They want us to go out and get three bids for our legal counsel.
Right.
We have a right to pick who our experts are that we want to have. I don't think anyone through one lady in procurement that doesn't know what we do over here dictate that. And so that's why we are going through this process. And there are things I have no problem with them. When we have Tribal Works come over and work on stuff, we do pay that space cost. We do pay for some services, but we have the ability to.
I want to make sure we don't get us in trouble with the nation because we're spending money that's not lining up with both states' nation law. And I think a review from those two, when the procedures are done, we're okay. However, we want to put it together.
Yeah.
Okay. We're just fine. We've been going through the procurement process with only items that have been the ones in which we have talked about sole sourcing, or the RFPs didn't fulfill the requirements of three, no SBA process. But I do realize C395 has allowed that option. It is not a federal program. Big Eagle versus United States says many things, but it also says even in the Constitution and with Atlas, Good Fox's recommendations is that we are allowed to spend the dollars as we see fit once this council approves it. Mm-hmm. I've got to go to Councilman Reddy.
Thank you.
Thank you for waiting.
You know, I've been listening to this for about, how long have we been in installed? Since July 6th?
July, we're about to get a year in.
And there seems to be
a lot. You got sleep, brother. You got to go home right now.
There seems to be a lot of confusion, especially with the budget committee. That I don't know how to spend this money, you know, or where does this money come from? Tammy Leaper's got to be involved, and Candy's got to be involved. Why don't we get Tammy Leaper over here, and Candy, and whoever else is involved with you, get them over here and sit them right here by this table and explain what they have to do just how we spend our money, how much money we got, and et cetera. I'll make a motion we do that.
We have one on the floor.
Okay.
Do we have any other comments on that? It is a great idea, but I'd rather see that go in committee instead of doing what we're going to do today, that we have these recommendations out of committee for that exact item, because at our last meeting, you remember that we did have accounting there with Lacey. They're going to walk us through the process.
Well, there's a lot of confusion.
And we have to.
This Gray has ample experience.
But it doesn't matter, it's going to get started until the motion is okay.
Yes, sir.
What's the point?
Go ahead.
Ms. Gray has ample skills and she has the ability to walk or get a process in place to ensure my questions will be met, I think. If I see, I see the references of these two entities looking at it and saying, I don't see a problem, then I can go forward. If our staff follows those procedures,
and we do,
and they bless it, then I'm happy to approve everything from consultants to attorneys to buying pencils, just as long as she looks at it, the process. So I think you can. I don't think we need ever regret. And even if we did, it turned into a shout match. So let Ms. Gray work it through and let's see what comes up.
What else do you have?
That's it.
You got resolutions.
Excuse me. But we said to go on to the next resolution or call for the question. You don't have a motion. Good. I just asked you for clarification.
Yeah, that's it.
May I go on to Councilman Harlan, and we will have some resolutions here.
We had a discussion yesterday about prioritization of leases, and I think it's important that we follow up immediately. That the request was for geographical leases. I did hear that Orphan Wells needs to be at the top of that list, but I would like to see us give a list of the townships of where we want them to begin with the well records, getting those well records over to us. And somebody, I think Andrew was the one who mentioned yesterday a particular area that you wanted us to start with.
That is not correct. That would be the Orphan Well Committee. I'm not sure which area.
No, not Orphan Wells. That Orphan Wells would also be included. But
fire can.
Well, let me finish. That Orphan Wells would also be included, but then they talked about how they're going to be able to do that under the grant as well. But
oh yeah, I was talking about the north area.
So I was correct.
Kersonia.
Yes, Kersonia, the Black Man.
Oh,
yes,
you are correct. I didn't hear that. What was you asking?
Just want to make sure that
it was a long day yesterday.
It was a long day.
Oh, so you haven't gotten home yet.
If we could ask the chairman to send a letter to kind of begin the order, but starting there and maybe work them back.
It was
either
pretty
to
much
the
close
west
to the center of the universe where they banned held back our drilling in that area around Bird Creek Spill. So it's kind of in that area.
If we could ask that I make a motion that the prioritization list begin with that township where that is, and Councilman Yates can provide that. And that maybe we then move to the west, come back and move to the east. Meanwhile, Orphan Well will be requesting their items under their grant. They're going to be entitled to a little bit more information than we are. So I put that in the form of a motion.
Second.
I have a second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Harlan, second by Councilman Redcorn. I'd like to have the question, but before we get into that, it was held by production zoning. And second chair brought up that area, and that's also, I'd like to include, they're looking for some marching order. We start with that right there, and I'd like to stay in that area, because later we're going to go to the EOR prospects that are in that area, and our largest producer, Purdue. So if that town subsection, I'd like to stay right there for right now, and we'll get started.
I'll amend my motion.
Okay. Second. And?
Please, any discussion?
Second.
The way I understand this is Mr. Yates is going to communicate to Mr. Waller, Mr. Waller's going to make that communication to Mr.
Dalton.
Dalton, and we're done.
So with the help of Mr. Pipestem and staff.
However, Mr. Yates wants to submit it to you.
If I had a county map, I could tell you right now, but if you want to reference Pearsonia Blackland area.
Yes, sir. I rode it many nights, and I actually rode it there good days on horseback. So. I didn't want to get the wrong idea. Go ahead. Oh, don't laugh, brother. You were in the back. Yes, sir.
Regarding, you know, and I'm fine with prioritizing the list with the Pearsonia area since it's such a, you know, I've heard more than once that is some of our most prolific and productive. And I guess that's, is that Control Branch Parish?
It's right next to it. It wasn't available at the time.
Yeah.
Chatham.
Another large ranch we won't mention.
Yeah. Well, and this is just, we haven't had our first summit committee meeting yet, and but I intend, and we're going to have the Osage Producers Association be part of that committee, and they agreed to. But I have every intention of having, getting some expert help from them or anybody else on the committee, identifying potential new leases to put up for sale, if we have a sale at the summit, if we have a summit, which depends on how much money we get. But, so I may have, the committee may also recommend some townships to get records on.
That would be very good, because we could actually deliver that as the 36 sections involved, and then we'll go from there in that township. But anything will help. Do we need anything else?
Call for the question.
Lexi, go ahead and call for the question, please.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Reddingle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
No.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Chairman, there's another motion.
Yes, please entertain it.
The discussions yesterday were about interim solutions to the permitting issues, and I meant to say this earlier. I did see that permitting issues has gone down approximately 40 pending, so we're now down to 159 or 55, whatever the superintendent's report was, somewhere in that general area. But one of the things that was requested was for us maybe to look at some interim solutions to what is causing these delays, because I think the superintendent advised us yesterday that a very, very small percentage of these are related to the ABB. So I'm asking the council, and I'm putting this in the form of a motion, to select a little task force to visit with producers to look at the permitting SOPs, and let's see if we can get some idea of what's causing the delays, and maybe be able to come back and propose something to the Bureau about expediting that process.
This form of a motion?
Mm-hmm.
I'll second. I'll have a second here. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Harlan, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. Discussion I have is, I like that we're looking at this initiation of this, the drilling and permitting. I'm going to expand this, but not this motion, but I am going to ask a request from the council right after you get done. It brought up an idea that I need to have you vote on.
I didn't specify council members. I suspect that there's a few people in here who would really want to serve on that. I'm not one of them, but
the chair would
like to appoint people who have expressed an interest.
Yes, I'd like to make it available to the council, and we'll get started on that as form of a motion, as a second. Council.
We talked yesterday, you know, we asked her questions in the consultation meeting, and she said she was understaffed and has been understaffed for a long time. And I don't know how their budget is, you know, but it doesn't sound like it's enough. But I think that's the first thing we want to find out, is they don't have enough money, they don't have enough people.
go over to what needs to be done.
Now, how it worked 25 years ago, I don't know. Or 40 years ago, I don't know. Maybe they had a lot of people here. I remember there was this bigger staff back in the 70s when I used to come up with my dad. But now, you go over there, you might find five people. But I think it's the first thing you're going to find out is there's not enough people.
I'm sure it's a fact.
Yeah. That's just what I want to say.
Thank you very much. Council, do you have anything to add?
I think that might be a finding, but we won't know until we review the process and come back with a recommendation.
It's the answer we need for our shareholder. And we need it. I can estimate it, but it would be nice to go ahead and articulate this also with the gas that we've been reviewing in our spreadsheet. So I will ask the council to think about it and then offer yourself to the review of this committee. I will sit on it and I will take off. Would you like to sit on with me? Thank you. Councilman Redcorn, I'd like to have at least two more.
I will
take Councilman Red Eagle and Councilwoman Foreman, and I'll just serve at large. And then you three get together, and it's more of a work group, but it will be one of your recommendations. Okay. Call for the question. I am so sorry. I can feel you looking at me.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Reddingle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Hayes?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Councilwoman Harlan?
That was the last one.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
I've got a couple of things, if I may.
If you would, go ahead and inject them now, because that's exactly what I was going to ask you. The other is coming up under IHS Petra, but you had the MOU with Calgary Energy, and also the bill for the vehicle,
right,
which was brought to my attention, and I'll be honest with you, I agreed.
Okay.
It had to be fixed.
If I may, yesterday, or 2 days ago, we started field inspections, and Mr. Lynn found some problems with the Ford F-150. We checked with Candace Thomas. Bill got a quote for $1,999. Candy said, proceed on. She can write a PO request, which is called purchase requisition, if we approve a PO for that amount to Neil's Auto. I make a motion that we pull this money out of Orphan Wealth account to pay for this repair.
Second.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Redcorn, second by Councilwoman Harlan. I'd like to just call for the question. Excuse me, discussion? Second chair.
Discussion. What was this on, these new vehicles that you got?
Yes, sir.
You're using these vehicles for
the
Orphan Well? Is it going to come out of that?
Yes.
I'm good. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. No, with this resolution.
Yes.
But it's a good protocol.
I know, I was almost executive.
This is the route we're going to go on all of these. See, this is a problem we need to have. We're actually recipients of grants, and we're going to have to conform to that. I left it in tribal council because you had this big feather that you moved, and everyone done that. Well, it's a new day here. We got to deal with what we got. Call for it.
Can I just clarify that the $999 is for a blanket PO? This particular time is just for
one repair.
So we
wanted to do this. Yes, ma'am. I agree with you. The actual resolution is under the one repair. But anything recommended by your committee, lady?
Can I ask Lacey, you have a question? I'm sorry, your question is?
So I'm just making sure that this is for the blanket PO and not for just the one repair.
It's not the blanket PO. This is not the Husky tires across the street, Neil.
An additional blanket PO for Neil.
Not
this
blanket.
One is only $150.
This one is for $1,999.
That's the blanket.
No, it's the repair of the whole.
I have it.
Oh, it's a blanket.
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay.
It doesn't change the motion.
I'm going to stop. Did Mr. Lynn tell you this is a blanket PO?
Yes, and candy.
And candy.
Yes.
Okay, then I need to understand that. Thank you, Lacey, for letting me know that. So I'm going to say...
It doesn't change your motion.
Okay.
And you have to second, or you give with it? Last one is Councilman Red Eagle.
I just want to reiterate, and this is a good example of all these things that we do over here, those straight over there, to either Cantanu Legal or Canada Thomas.
When we're spending their money.
Yeah, when we're spending their money, not when we're spending our money.
I got a little bit of money.
She'll be sitting right here and explaining all this to us, what she ought to be doing.
At committee, and once we get an office set back up, we can handle this so smoothly. And that's how we will handle any identification. Thank you, brother. Call for it.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harmon?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Come back. Yes.
Second Chair Gates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Corbin?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Chairman, if I may?
Yes, sir.
Candy Thomas said, we have a slick line.
Yes, sir. That is on the request, MOU Calgary Energy.
Yes. If Calgary Energy owns it, they're going to let us borrow the unit for the Orphan Well Project. I took pictures of it. I looked at it a couple of days ago. We don't have to pay for it. It's donated to our project. It's an old system that they use. They don't use much anymore. Mr. Lynn swears by it. It'll give us oil and fluid levels in these wells quickly.
Is it a trailer unit, sir?
Yeah, it's a real small trailer unit. To get there, Candy Thomas wants us to develop an MOU with Calgary to ensure the nation is not liable in case this thing screws up. So I make a motion that we direct our attorney to develop an MOU so we can use this 3D slip line for use in the field.
Second.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Redcorn, seconded by Councilwoman Harmon. We'd like to develop. Yes. Let me finish. Open to discussion. Go. Just go.
Okay. This brings up a whole other situation. Who's going to be operating this equipment?
Mr. Lamb.
Is he covered by workman's comp and OSHA and all that good stuff?
At this point, he is a full-time regular employee, so he is covered under all the insurances from the as a regular employee is.
I wonder if he'll need to be bonded to do work in the Osage in case of a accident or an environmental.
Could
we, I don't know how that operates. I'm just throwing it out.
Could we add that element into Mr. Pipestone's review?
Okay.
That we want to ensure, because that's all shown.
No, you're right on target. That's the criteria that I need to get. Secondly, is because not only in the field are we covered, but you got to drive this thing. Now, all I can tell you is get ready for that cable.
I'll second his amended to include that.
Okay, call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Motion passes.
But yes, for the MOU. I have one item I'd like to add at this moment and just want to reflect to the council. You know, the meeting we had at the workshop on Monday led to the discussions that we had yesterday with our federal trustees, with our Washington people. And you know, the comment is that where we're heading on our NL case, I think we need the Bureau's help on something. And what I'd like to request this council, and I would like it in form of a motion, I'm going to ask the superintendent to go file trespassing charges on NL. And I'd like to make that in form of a motion.
Second.
I have a second by Councilwoman Harlan. And I'm going to ask that we have a request to our superintendent go ahead and file the charges. She was with us yesterday and told us where they had left it. And then we also heard from United States Solicitor, and I understand all of their problems. I got to know mine. And with that, is there any other discussion? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm just curious, in addition to NL, maybe a question for our council, but should we also include the surface owners in that notice?
Not yet. Anything you'd like to add? Don't look at
discussion.
No, discussion.
Did we get a second?
Yes.
Discussion. You think it'd be prudent that we discuss this with our lawyer on file?
We were recommended by Tom Ferdinand.
I didn't remember reading that. Okay.
The only thing is that I didn't have enough time to get it through committee and come on. But after we met with the feds yesterday, that's what I was holding off anyway. Wait, don't even listen to him. Just let him go. But that's it. I'd like to call for the question. Sir, counsel.
If you could clarify, Mr. Yates, you're saying our present attorney to review and give us comment?
I did remember seeing an email, but I would have thought that we might have had a phone conference with Mr. Fredericks prior to this action.
Yes, sir. I planned on him being with us yesterday.
And this is recommended by our attorney?
Tom Fredericks, as a request, as their due diligence to protect our estate.
Clarity, before we roll with this approval, we need voting for a conversation about this.
No. The motion is to go ahead and make the request today. Chairman Waller's saying that he understands from Tom Fredericks that this is what he's asking the council to do.
Any other discussion? It's just a request. We'll find out how it falls through, because it might not. Call for the question.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Reddingle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harvey?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Council. I would like to go into the next. Is there any other motion that we need before I go in? I would like to do the introduction of our guest today. After all they have seen, I'm going to try to lighten this up. Before we go into executive, I'd like to have Dr. Howard and our staff, Dan, come forward. A short introduction. Please have a seat on the front row. We didn't really want to need the executive, but I want you to start with your introductions and also what process you're using on the many items.
Conservation
areas.
40 rules.
Thank you.
Are we voting to take this out of executive then, or are we going into executive?
No, we're going to do an introduction first. I'm going to see what flies out, then we can take it into executive. Please, Jan, go right ahead.
I'm Jan Heyman. I was here a month ago, but I'm the director of the Department of Natural Resources for the Osage Nation, and I want to introduce Dr. Daniel Howard and Dr. Carrie Hall. They've been working with us, with our office, since about 2008-ish. So we have a good relationship with them, and we use them for a lot of ABB issues, because in our opinion they're the best of the best, and they have a lot of experience not only with the ABB itself, I mean surveys and other research type activities, but also they're very knowledgeable of mitigation and banking, and they know the legal better than me, so they are the people in my opinion to go to in order to answer any questions related to ABB and banking, mitigation areas, anything like that. So I'm happy that they were able to be here, and I'm certain that they can help kind of guide the process in thinking about the ABBs.
Thank you. Could we hear a little bit from both of you doctors?
Sure. I'll start. I'm Dr. Dan Howard. I'm a professor of biology at the University of New Hampshire. A long way away. 37 degrees yesterday morning, spitting sleep. It's good to be back home. Originally from Oklahoma, I'm Tahlequah, my home. I used to be a high school teacher. I do want to comment, Chairman Waller, on you it warmed my heart when you mentioned that Lacey and Amy finished their degrees this just last week, I guess. So
yes.
Again, congratulations. It's a great honor to hear that. I study insects. I'm an insect biologist. I went to Northeastern in Tahlequah, my bachelor and master's, and taught high school science for a while, and then hitched up my rig and went to the University of Tulsa to do a PhD studying insect biology. I did all my work right here from the Osage at the Tall Grass Prairie Preserve, and have continued to work there after becoming a professor, spending some time in South Dakota. Oh, and by the way, during that process, I met this young scholar here, who's now my collaborator, colleague, and my wife as well.
Okay, I've done it a long time.
it's good to be back in what we consider our home away from home. We live in Durham, New Hampshire now, but we also have a home in Tulsa, and our two girls, one of which went to Oklahoma State, the other to Northeastern, are from Tulsa. So this is home for us, and we're glad to be here. We've worked with Jan for a very long time. And the department, and glad to be here today, and hope we can answer a few questions.
I'm Dr. Carrie Hall. I grew up in Broken Arrow, went to Broken Arrow High School, graduated, went off to the military, served 8 years on active duty in the military, and then came back to TU for my bachelor's and my master's degree, and went to Idaho for my PhD, and have been working as a faculty member at the University of New Hampshire for the last couple of years. And all of my research is here too. We spend lots of time in Osage County doing all of our research. This is where our heart is.
First off, we want to thank you for your service. The Osages has led per capita the most soldiers sent to war. Skoshki Mahamajanka. But they would travel to the ends of the earth to take care of this flag. And they decided that in 1752. Kick the British where it counts, the Braddock's defeat. They needed a dock-wing group that was unafraid. We didn't send 50, we sent thousands. So thank you very much. We was wanting to speak with you in executive just because there's a couple of issues I'd like to talk about. I'd like the council to, now that we've done an introduction, let's vote to go in executive. Let's grab a bite to eat. Everyone come back in here and we'll try to take care of it. So moved.
Second.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Redcorn. Second by Councilman Redigal. I'd like to go in executive session. Call for the question, please.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Hayes?
Yes.
Councilwoman Borman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman
Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
As a point of order, let's relax a little bit. Take a few minutes. Let's get our food in. We won't be back in here going for probably another 7-8.